the dark, can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window, wishing a star for a sign.
Is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop,
I warn you, this could scare you. The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. Paranormal, supernatural, warn listeners in advance. Me. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Howls from hell. Real metalheads. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to hell.
Grinding by on all your cool discord and spread the evil self that
Do you hear that? That's the sound of the greatest present of all time. Nothing. Kicking off 2 hours of Howls from Hell. That was birthday, death day from Death Clock. And I'm one of your two birthday celebrating hosts, John. And I'm joined in the studio by my guest, my co-host.
My guest.
It's someone else's birthday too.
I just woke up from nap. Yeah.
I am the second birthday, which
I'm
feeling good about it for you, if that matters.
This is Ben.
Yeah. So you're both 23, of course, perpetually.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. Yeah. Because 2 divided by 3 equals 666, right?
Exactly. That's the only reason I chose that.
Like the Jim Carrey movie. Yes. And then so, you know, we, for our birthdays, we like to listen to birthday metal. It's a whole genre. So we have
all of 2 songs that we were able to
find. It's funny because, like, based on the playlist, birthday metal is just power metal. Like, half the playlist is power metal tonight. I chose some, Sam chose a bit, John chose a ton.
I think I only chose power metal. We'll see.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful.
So, yeah. You know, clearly this is our show and everyone's just living in it or something. I don't know. Okay, so.
Power metal from hell.
Yeah, power metal from hell. The playlist, I save every playlist with a different name. So this one is Birthday Week from Hell. I think that's quite apt.
I think so.
Considering, spent it indoors. Just, drinking, eating.
Oh, I shoveled snow all day.
Oh, we don't have snow.
You got some fresh air.
I did. No, I made a snowman. Had a great day.
Did you make like a satanic snowman?
Well,
like...
No. She wanted to make it as human-like as possible. So we kind of settled on a kind of like babushka doll style thing, which means we just made like a very phallic snowman.
I was going to ask if your snowman had boobs, actually.
No. It's very...
We're going to make it very human-like.
Babushka doll. It has like a little hairline and a smile, but
could make a batushka snowman by giving it a spatula.
Spatula.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I can make a fake snowman beside it that looks exactly the same.
I like how I don't have to explain the jokes.
Dude, that's a Howls from Hell classic meme there.
Exactly. Yeah, never has to be explained. You just know.
Back when Babushka was a good band.
Folks, that one album, you know, it caused all the controversy.
That one album was such a phenomenon, man, for like mid 2010s like internet metal. My God.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And we do have quite the show lined up, so stay tuned for a lot of power metal. A lot of power metal. But you know, as always, the second hour is gonna be death metal. So don't worry.
Exactly.
Yeah. This too shall come to pass. But for now, what are we listening to, Sam? Oh, the Leash just scored. Congrats, Sam.
We picked our second birthday song from Gore, Happy Death Day.
Hey,
and,
Sam.
Matthew's
just scored.
I can't cheer right now. There's a Habs game on.
Fantasy nerds.
I refuse to cheer.
I feel like
if we're not listening to metal, we're playing fantasy hockey.
It kind of scratches the same like itch that D&D would scratch, but it's just for like hockey bros that are too proud to say they play D&D. Yeah, I just play fantasy hockey.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, and I like Cannibal Corpse. I'm totally not a nerd.
I listen to Tech Death, but you know, I'm definitely not a nerd.
All right, let's hit folks up, we're
coming back up, and I want to shout out Sven and Kayla that yesterday claimed that they'd be listening to the show. Who knows? But shout out if you guys are listening. And
I'm sorry that this is how they found out that you're actually a Leafs fan.
Oh,
how dare you.
We're going to dive right back into the metal here on Howls from Hell. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up is A Little Bit of Gwar. Don't touch that dial. are listening to Howls from Hell, the fastest way to end your first date on CKUT 90.3 FM.
listening to Howls from Hell,
not your mom's favorite show.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
A little bit of Septic Flesh with Revolution off of the album of the same name. You are listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM, and the time is 9:38. Folks, that was so much power metal, and we're not even half done.
Yeah, you think maybe it's going to come to an end, but it doesn't.
You think so? I know you really wish it would.
No, I mean we're pretty much done with the power metal now. Like. You're like, congrats, like, hats off to you. I'm going to tip my highwayman's hat to you.
Your cybernetic one or your cowboy?
Yeah.
The lords and m'ladies, you've made it through the first half of your journey.
But we're having fun on this special birthday episode. Shout out, happy birthday to these two great hosts. It's a pleasure working with you two guys.
Yeah, great. Officially into the second half of my life.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah, none of us are living past 60.
That one out.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No, okay, cool. The world will end before this.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, yeah.
Oh dear.
Anyway, well, and you know, I feel like we haven't spoken about this yet, but later in the night we also will be playing a song by the immortal.
Ooh, yes.
Alexi Leho.
Speaking of dying early.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, but actually, yeah.
But actually, yeah.
That was a terrible segue.
But it was technically correct. The best kind of correct.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, like a lot of people, we've been listening to a lot of Bodom over the past week. And I don't know if I don't think anyone expected this, right, either.
No. This was totally in left field.
Although I guess, you know, people are like, oh, but I could have seen it coming, or like, it makes sense. And, yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, have you guys seen Bodom live?
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah,
a couple times.
In my teens, in Halifax, actually.
Really?
It was great. I was actually like front row for it too, and
that's
it was
awesome. Next.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be one of my great regrets, not seeing Bodom.
Oh so yeah! Wow.
Really?
Yeah, and I used to go to all the shows too in like Hate Crew Death Roll, you know, because that was like the uniform in your teenage years, you know, like the cargo pants and the band shirt and all that stuff. But yeah, never actually saw them.
Wow.
They would tour like every year. So many Amon Amarth Bodom duos or like co-headliners.
Oh yeah,
those are great shows.
Absolutely, two huge bands. Yeah, Alexi was a legend band. Like Bodom was a huge gateway band for me.
I was actually reading too, because there's a lot of like tributes and stuff like to Alexi these days, right? Like people are writing, you know, like what their intro to Bodom was and how like Bodom was an entryway band for a lot of people because they bridged like a lot of heavy metal. They had these like ripping guitar solos. They didn't take themselves seriously, so there was not that intimidation factor of like, oh, this, you know, everyone was there to have fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that made them something special.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I guess somewhere along the way, we all decided to grow up and be like, oh yeah, Children of Bodom, I listened to that way back, you know? And they kept writing new stuff. But I don't know how many of us kept up with that.
I don't know. To me, there are only four colors, right? Red,
wait,
green.
Are we talking Bodom albums or Ed Sheeran albums? Because the pink album is very...
I definitely went back and listened to the blue one a lot.
Yes, the blue one for both is excellent.
Yeah, you're right. The green one, it has definitely been a while.
Yeah, green, blue, red for Bodom. Mwah.
Now, which red are we talking here? Hate Breeder or is that pink?
Wait, Hate Breeder was green.
Hate Breeder was green. I think you mean Hate Crew Death Roll was pink.
Yeah, Hate Crew Death Roll was...
No, there's a newer one. Blood Drunk.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that was more like black.
That was
with
like
some
later on,
detail,
right?
But...
Mm.
Listen, the Hate Breeder in that bright green, like maybe that'll be one of the album recreations I do.
Nice.
That would be great. That would be great. I'm almost done my Disturbed one, so I'll be eager for another one.
That sounds great.
I am down with the sickness, man. Well, what say we keep things rolling here?
I know Sam has been deprived of power metal for too many minutes, so...
Can you tell me about this? Like, who is this next band? I know nothing about them.
Cain's Offering?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like a... I can't tell if you're being serious.
I have no idea who they are.
They're like a side project band of guys from, I think, Stradivarius.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How dare I not know these projects?
Because Stradivarius wasn't enough, right?
Oh, actually, it's not only Stradivarius. It's also Sonata Arctica. Ooh. So we played Sonata. We played Stradivarius. I was like, I need more, but I can't play the same thing over. You know, that's a faux pas.
We need different kinds of the same.
Exactly. It also has a Northern Winter Sun. So it's just all of Finland in one band, really.
I love it. Well, Kane's Offering coming up next on Howls from Hell at CKUT 90.3 FM.
Like you've done before. So when you need escape, go to space.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, your weekly dose of Satan on CKUT 90.3 FM.